who will not like to straighten things. He will like rather to create confusion. He is the cause of the problems of the party. I've said it time and again. I'll tell him. When I see him in the face, I'll tell him. And there's nothing he can do to me. You follow me? Because if you watch carefully what we've gone through as a party, most of the problems came from him. Our finances, administrative problems, all these are from Freddie Blake. And if people are not people are afraid to mention it, I'll mention it. You follow me? Then we come, we come to the position of a general secretary. I mean, how can we elect, listen to me, by popular vote, a general secretary of a political party, and then just by the stroke of a finger, the man is completely thrown out of his position? I mean, I have never heard of anything like that anywhere in the world, as far as politics is concerned. And then we come also to the second national chairman of the party, who comes from a constituency that is so massive, that's Greater Accra, where most of our votes might come from. He is also out of the ring. And then other elements who have been suspended across the constituencies. I myself have been suspended. What have I done? Then you tell me what I've done.
Well, they have said that your utterances.
My utterances. That tells you.
You drag the name of the party into distribution.
Yes. That's right. That's right. I don't want to compare myself to anyone. You follow me? I will not do that and say that somebody make A, B, C statement that way. What have I said? I was just trying to let them know exactly what is happening in the party or outside the party. And if they find that to be a problem,
well, they say that the likes of you, Dr. Akubrobe, you know, the enlightened ones seem to cause a lot of disaffection for the party by utterances in the public. If you have some reservations, the expectation was that, well, you will approach party leadership, you pass on the information to them. But you have chosen to go on the public space, media, and that doesn't engender for them party unity. What do you say to that, sir?
Look, Abba, democracy, as I understand, is to be given the opportunity to speak your mind. And of course, without insults. This is the way I look at it. So if I say that this A leader is going to lead the party to destruction, and because of that somebody says I have said the wrong thing, it doesn't bother me. If I have been suspended from the party for thievery, it would have worried me. Or maybe divorcing secrets of the party. That would have worried me. But not because I'm speaking my mind. That one doesn't worry me at all. Now, you made mention of Charles. Yes. Charles is a great man. I've worked with Charles Brobe before.
Mm.
There's one important thing that Charles did that a lot of you who are very young might not know. When we formed the alliance for Kumi Preko, Charles was able to get us all together from various or different political traditions. Let me mention some of the names, and you know the traditions they came from.
Yes.
And that was the work of Charles Bobby. No one should say that he did it. And Charles, with all his problems, when he's right, I'll say he's right. You follow me? Charles got us together. Kwesi Pratt from CPP stock. Kuku Bakon, CPP stock. Kuku Poku, CPP stock. Kakraba Cromwell, I wasn't sure because he just left Legon at that time. Victor Newman, NPP. Nana Addo, Akufo-Addo, NPP. Weku Brobe, NPP, and myself, NPP. I mean, what a wonderful blend.
Asemba FM.
And one important thing, and I believe strongly that is what Kufo look at, that in the year 2000, when we couldn't get 50 plus 1, to defeat Rawlings or defeat the NDC, he was able to put together an alliance. And without that alliance, there was no way we could have removed the NDC. An alliance of different political parties.
The PNC, minority parties.
Yes, other minority parties. People seem to forget these things very quickly in this country. PMC, the CPP itself, and other, political parties. It was that alliance that got us power. So you can see that maybe we might have learned from the model of Charles Brobe at that time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because Kumi Preko had happened.
Absolutely, Kumi Preko has happened earlier.
But Doc, you are one of the founding fathers of the MPP and the party that prides itself of, you know, law and order. And these suspensions that you talk of have been premised on the party's constitution. That's what we know, even though there's a contest of it in court by the suspended national chairman, Mr. Paul Afoku. So the party says they did it according to law. So when you say that they were voted for by popular vote at party congress, and yet the party's constitution allows that such a process should occur, a person of your nature, knowing who you are, law and order, you should rather be applauding the system. What do you say to that?
No, just a simple sentence. They have not gone through the process as it should be done.
They sidestepped the system.
I mean, the case is in court, but we hear what
it's supposed to happen.
No, I am not going to lecture you on that. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't want to go to that side at all. You follow me? They have, and they know it themselves. Look at how Reverend Asante was sweating in court. I mean, you don't do things that way.
Do you foresee the party losing against Paul Afoku?
Well, the case is in court. I don't want to go there. I am not a judge either. So let's leave it so that...
Let's come back to the issue of party unity. You say Freddie Blay is a cause. Here is a man who the MPP supported through LMLE constituency. On two occasions, I remember, the MPP refused to field a candidate and supported him. So this is a person who has had a lot of collaboration with the MPP. And he coming to be your first vice chair, and then if he's... The chairman is not there, automatically he succeeds the chairman. So exactly what is it that he has done? I mean, he's been with you all along by this
story. He's not been with us all along.
When I say...
He's not been with us all along. When we started the struggle, he was nowhere near. Don't say that. He's not been with us all along. I don't know Freddie Blake close to our tradition until lately.
Well, President Kufuor gave him second parliament.
That is what I'm saying, that Kufuor knows how to use things. Kufuor knows how to handle people. You follow me? That's why he forged the alliance that has been able to let him win power, which is very, very important. As I speak to you now, internally in our own party, we have a problem.
What is the problem?
Now, I'm coming. Externally, can we be in position with the present leadership of the NPP, say that we can form alliance with any other political party? I'll tell you, no.
And why so?
Don't ask me why so. It is no. Blunt no. You follow me? Because recently, the PNC chairman, Bernard Mona is his name.
Yes.
He disagreed with our position on the date of the election. Quite clear.
Against the December.
And we bitterly complain about it. That's a cardinal example. Now, mind you, PNC was a great contributor during the 2000 elections. I think Mahama helped us a lot, Dr.
Edward Mahama.
You follow me? Now, you see, the way we are going now, I really don't know. But me, as far as I'm concerned, with that unity, we should forget about it.
But, Doug, let's retrace our steps a bit. You talk of the Kumi Preko elections and Nanado and Dr. Okubrobe and all others. Nanado is the presidential candidate now. Yes, a man you have worked closely as leader of the party. Why? Does he lack the skills to unify the party as Kufuor did and bringing on board other people? Is that the deficit in Nanado's leadership?
Look, leadership is quite an interesting thing to look at. And in our party, there are two people who have brought us in our history to the forefront of power. Buzia is one, or was one, and Kufuor the next. So any other person who comes in must be looked at properly. We had a little break, but I'm still close to Kufuor. I have campaigned with him around Kumasi, Ashanti region, you can imagine, anywhere, Greater Accra, anywhere. Now, Kufuor has a beautiful style of leading people. He listens, he looks at your face, he will never forget the face the next time. And he has time for people. Kufuor lie down for you to walk over him when he's looking for power. You follow me? I have known Nanado from infancy. We are great friends. We are great, great, great friends. Right? But the present difficulties that we are going through as a political party amazes me, because I have never for a second thought certain decisions would have been taken by Nanado. Especially, what has he benefited from the national chairman of the party being put on the ice? What has he benefited from it? The general secretary and the regional chairman. The second vice chairman. What has he benefited? Nothing. But he was ill-advised. And I believe strongly he should have put his foot down. There have been a lot of things happening in the party. I'm not here to list this item. That's not why I'm here. Which I believe strongly, Nanado, that I have known years past, would have put his foot down straight. He's not doing that. As we speak now, the party definitely is lacking funds for the campaign.
There's no money.
Absolutely. I know. I'm not in the inner bracket, but I know.
Why?
Don't ask me why, Kaba. You know we don't have money. If we have money, Nanado will not be junketing all over the place like that.
Why? He's on foreign trips?
The battlefield is here.
Oh, you mean he has abandoned the battlefield?
Absolutely.
As abandoned a general, the army general leading the party?
I know what I'm talking about.
Nanado has abandoned.
Kufuor was always on the battlefield. This is what some of us expect Nanado to do.
But he was in the U.S., San Francisco, I remember, raising funds for the party.
No, listen.
He will be back in London to raise funds for the party.
Listen, there we go again. He's been to London how many times this year? You are the leader of the party. You should be seen here. You should be seen in the hamlets, in the villages. That is where your presence is required.
But if you say the party doesn't have money, and he goes soliciting for funds.
But even that is even dangerous, because the leader of the party should not be at the forefront of begging.
Who should be doing it?
A lot of people are ready to do it, if you allow them to do it. I'm telling you, that is the style and the way it is done. I don't believe Clinton goes... cap in hand, looking for money. There are people who do that. So if it is him who will have to talk to people before the money comes in, then we are in trouble. Or if we have a committee put together, there must be. I'll be surprised there's no group like
that. You have a finance committee.
Yeah, you have a finance. Why can't he trust the finance committee? Why can't he trust the finance committee to go there and then solicit for these funds on behalf of himself and the party? It's been done before. Kufuor was not always going around looking for money himself. There was a finance committee during his time, and they did their work very well.
I remember speaking to a party elder, it was a private discussion. I put this question to him, and he said, currently there's a registration and exhibition, re-registration and exhibition going on. So there's virtually very little the flag bearer can do. So he takes this opportunity to go look for some funds.
Let me tell you something. Now, when John Mahama is moving from region to region, we were complaining. We were. They might do. He says he's not campaigning.
Well, but everybody, political pundits and watchers says campaigning.
That's why I said
he's not campaigning.
He's not campaigning. Really, you can say his commission projects.
But you know he's campaigning, Doc.
No, he's not campaigning.
He's not?
I don't believe he's campaigning.
What is he doing?
Campaigning is a different thing altogether.
What is that?
We have been this thing for over 40
reaching
years.
Reaching out to the voters.
No. Reaching out to the voters as a head of state. Maidu is the head of state of this nation. So he has every right to visit any corner in the country at any time, at his own wish. You follow me? If he's campaigning, you see the NDC machine moving. And that is what I want my party to do. We must be seen to be campaigning. But we don't have time. So that the MPP machine can be seen in motion.
Haven't you noticed Nanado has been visiting region to region until he left for the United States? He was in the Ashanti region.
Kaba.
He was in the Bronga Afro
Kaba.
Region.
You know
he
what?
Was in the Eastern
Kaba.
Region.
Kaba.
Even in Greater Accra, your region, he was
Kaba.
There.
I said, I've known Nanado for years.
He's on
before you were born.
Well,
you follow me. Look, I know what he can do. He's not doing that yet.
What is it?
And I believe strongly it's because of those around him.
They are now allowing him to campaign?
The Nanado that I know is not the one I see now. I know what I'm talking about. Look,
how is he?
For instance,
He's
going to Kumasi, to Manchia.
Yes.
With Kufo in front of him.
Yes, President Kufo led the delegation.
To me, it's a disaster.
What was wrong with it?
Yes, my God.
An ex-president.
Nanado should be able to stand on his feet and have an open discussion with Manchia.
No, he's been there before.
Oh, listen to me. Kaba, listen to me. No, I'm not a kid, you know. Don't think I don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Listen, why should Kufuor be his spokesperson? Kufuor had no business introducing Nanado to Otunfuo. My point is that Nanado should be able to stand on his feet and have a discussion with Otunfuo and Manchia. Look, we should stop deceiving ourselves in this country. Look at what the Americans are doing. And it's beautiful. They speak their minds. And that is what democracy is all about. We can speak our mind. People are thinking about what others would tell them if they speak their mind.
In the MPP?
Or if they... What's happening in the MPP? Who speaks his mind in the MPP now? Now give me one example.
You speak your mind?
Oh, I'm a suspended member. Maybe that's what I'm talking. Still, I'm suspended from the party. And those who suspended me, I know the party better than them. But believe me, if we are not careful and we see unity as the key to success in our party, we shall be very sorry.